So now that we have our images all done, we're going to want to go ahead and make our cards out of each image. And I personally like to use Canva, but you can use any type of graphic tool that you want. As somebody myself who's not a graphic designer, I just find it relatively easy to use. And I also have options where I try to make the options relatively quick and easy as well. And let's go ahead and go over here to Canva so you can see how easy this can be. So once you're in Canva, you're going to want to open whatever card deck template you want to use. As I mentioned in the previous video, we are going to be exporting these as print PDF, and that's the way that most people will access them, so they can download and print them themselves on their computer. And so this template that I've included with this has the option for the four cards on each page, and then it can be saved as a print PDF, making it easy for people to actually access. However, you might want to use other templates. We do have additional templates included with the Quick Start, or as I showed in the other video, the previous video, you can also even get templates on Etsy if you want to have more complicated layouts with these and not have to position the graphic overlays like titles and things yourselves. Some of those templates include that section for you to make it even easier. So then you want to go to Uploads, and I do have our four images we've uploaded here, but you would just open your file with your upscaled images and then just upload them, and they'll be here. And it might take a little bit of time just because with the images, you're going to be having at least like 36 or even more, so it could take a little time to get them all in there. So you're going to end up having probably about a 10 pages PDF to more, 10 to 20 pages, because you'll have four images on each page, and then you'll probably want to have one or two card backs as well, and that'll be on an additional page. So once you have your images in here, you can go ahead here and drag and drop them in the order that you want them. And you might already have a particular order. Here I'm just doing the sample images we did of spring, summer, fall, and winter. And you would also want to have your information open here about what some of your images are and so forth, because we're going to be using that to finish up the deck. Now, with this sample part, we're doing a deck that celebrates the four seasons and practical ways to implement them into our daily life. Let me go ahead and make this just a bit bigger. Because these images are still relatively small, I personally don't like to clutter them too much up with adding a bunch of borders and stuff like that. But you certainly can if you want to have them have a little bit of a more of a finished design. You can add in like a border and have different borders here, or put a frame on, which you would do first, and then put the image in the frame. So it's really up to you, and then you'll have to sort of tweak around the size a little bit more. You have the option to position it and tweak the size and so forth. So you can edit the image, tweak it, etc. But as you can see, it can be a little bit time consuming, and because the cards themselves are relatively small, I like to keep it pretty simple. So what you have here is a two options. You can do like a shape overlay on top of the card, or you can just put the text on directly with not much of an overlay. And so the types of info I like to have on the card is I like to have the name of the card, and if you are having the cards in a specific number, you could have the number of the card as well, but for some decks it doesn't really matter. And then I also like to have some keywords about the card deck or about each card, because that way then I don't necessarily need to include any supplemental material like a PDF. The information is right on the card. Now, I will say, if you're doing something that is like affirmation cards where it's just the actual writing on the card itself and that's the image, you don't even have to put anything extra on the card. That can just be what it is, and you can leave it at that. But if you're doing image-based cards, then you may want to have something that is more with having that type of text on here. So what you can do here is you can go ahead, if you want to do this way, I'll show you two different ways I like to do it. You can do this. You can also use a rectangle, for example, if you don't like this particular oval shape, or you can use any type of shape here. You know, take it and just move it around. I don't see any rectangles here, but you can actually do a search, or you can just pick a square and make it. And then you would you know, sort of get it the place you want it. You probably would do a different color depending on what you want with this. Keeping in mind that to make this easier, you're probably going to want to have the color carry over for each card. So you might even want to do like something like that. And then I would do this sort of smaller, bring it down a little bit more. And then here I would put the name of the card. I believe this was Spring Awakening Bold. You can change the font. I actually think that looks okay, but if I was going to be doing this for publishing, I would probably change it. And then if you're happy with that, if you click Shift, it should give you some options if you right click to copy this. Yeah, so it'll copy the whole element there if you have it selected. They have something called Quick Flow. So if you say do Quick Flow, then it'll let you just copy and paste the whole element, and then you can move it around. And then we're here at the bottom, and we would want to change the text then to our keywords. So for the Spring Awakening, if we come over here, Rebirth, Hope, New Opportunities. So you probably don't want to put all those keywords in. That's a lot. So I would probably put like Hope, New Opportunities. Maybe something like that. New Opportunities is a bit long, so maybe I would do something like, maybe I would do the Rebirth. Just keep it a little bit shorter. You can leave your comment there or not. They're right below. And then if you're happy with that, I might put that out a little bit more so it touches. Then what you can do, again, is you can go ahead and copy these. Because we have the Quick Flow on C here, I have it here. You can just copy it. I don't know if it copied it or not. Copy. We can just move it over here. And then reposition it and go through and just change the type. And same for up here as well. So that's an option if you want to do a text overlay. Now, if you don't want to do a text overlay, you can just do a straight text on the cards. It looks a little bit more subtle. So we could have this here. And you would just put this up here. Go here, change your font. I think this was one I was using. This one, I believe, was called Summer Adventure. I would do bold, and I would probably make that a little bit smaller. You could decide if you wanted it to or just to go across. I kind of like it across. Now, the other thing you can do up here too is you can do effects. And if you do a background, you can do like that's the color we were using. And you can do sort of more of a, almost a transparent here, like that. And then if you like that, but you can see it kind of makes a little bit of a weird shape like that. So that's really up to you if you want to use the background. And then we can copy this if you like this. Just trying to get it to copy here. So then duplicate, and then it copies the whole thing here. So you can have this here, and then you can put your particular keywords, which I think we had here. Summer adventure. Exploration, adventure are our keywords with this. So there we go. And then I might want to make those just a bit smaller. And I'm sure if you spend a bit more time, you could go through here and you could make this look a little bit better. Like I might make that background a little bit more transparent. So those are two different ways that you could do your cards depending on what you want to have with it. And then, as I mentioned, you can just go through here and duplicate this and put it on each card, or come here and duplicate this and put this on each one, depending on what you're doing and you're finishing up your actual, and then you're just doing your text there. And that's a relatively quick and easy way to go ahead and get your information on your decks.